Hi everyone, my name's Sophie, and I'd like to tell you all about a spectacular excursion I recently made to a historic medieval castle. Many of my university classmates naturally assumed I went there to complete a history assignment, since I'm currently studying medieval architecture. However, that wasn't the case at all. It was actually a birthday treat, carefully organised by my parents, who know how much I love exploring ancient ruins. Getting to the site was quite an adventure in itself. We had to leave our car in a designated parking area down in the valley. I was fully expecting our hike to lead us straight through a dense pine forest, which is typical for that region. But the designated path actually took us right along a steep cliff, with the ocean waves crashing against the rocks far below us. It was quite nerve-wracking, but the scenery was absolutely stunning. As we finally approached the castle gates, I had my camera ready. I was desperately hoping the bright morning sunshine would highlight the intricate details of the stonework. However, the coastal weather suddenly changed, and the entire fortress was quickly covered in thick fog. I was initially disappointed, but it honestly gave the ruins an incredibly mysterious, almost ghostly atmosphere that looked amazing in my photographs.
Reaching the main entrance wasn't completely straightforward either. Instead of climbing up a set of sturdy stone steps to the gatehouse, as I'd naturally imagined, we actually had to walk across a surprisingly wobbly wooden bridge to access the inner courtyard. It crossed a very deep ditch and really made you feel like you were stepping back in time.
Once we were safely inside, we needed someone to explain the site's rich history. I usually just download a generic audio guide to my smartphone to save a bit of money, but my dad decided it would be better to hire a local historian to personally show us around. It was a fantastic choice, as her stories about the people who lived there were absolutely captivating.
One of the absolute highlights of the tour was ascending the highest structure, known as the Lion Tower. I had my binoculars out, desperately hoping to catch sight of the snowy mountain peaks inland. The clouds were far too low for that, but we were instead rewarded with incredible panoramic views of some distant islands situated several kilometres off the coastline. The vantage point was just breathtaking.
After carefully descending the tower's spiral staircase, we explored the interior rooms. My younger brother was absolutely desperate to go down and explore the creepy underground dungeons. I wasn't so keen on doing that, and I found myself much more impressed by the grand dining room on the first floor. It had been beautifully restored with antique furniture and a massive carved fireplace.
Stepping back outside into the courtyard, we noticed a large crowd gathering. I had read on the website that they occasionally host jousting tournaments on weekends, but on this occasion we were treated to a spectacular eagle show. Seeing those magnificent birds of prey flying right over our heads was undoubtedly an unforgettable moment.
The rugged estate surrounding the castle is also full of unique wildlife. After the performance, we spent ages scanning the nearby trees, hoping to spot a red squirrel, which the area is famous for. We didn't manage to see any, but we were absolutely amazed to spot a small herd of wild deer peacefully grazing just beneath the outer castle walls.
Before we headed back down the trail to our car, we took a final stroll through the formal rose gardens. I thought we'd just hear the tranquil sound of water running from the ornamental fountains, but there was actually classical music playing gently from hidden speakers. It was a perfectly relaxing way to end a truly brilliant day out.